Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Praise the Lord. Apostle Terry Hill here wanted to say how exciting it is for me to come your way again and bring the Word of God to you. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the bright and morning star, God that sits on the throne, King of kings, Lord of lords. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. Just real briefly, I want to talk to you about something from the Word of God that I know that God has been speaking to you in this season. If you've been listening to the news about different ones, again, preachers being exposed or not necessarily being exposed, but having to adjust before exposure hit. And again, or before God shows and exposes, amen, it's always best to adjust yourself. And again, the alarm sounds so loud in the spirit that we as a church, as the body of Christ, we must get back to prayer and fasting. Amen. I'm going to say it again. We as a nation, as a church, we must get on our face before God to cry out to God, and I'm speaking to the ecclesiastical church, amen. First of all, we must get on our face before God and allow God to strip us, amen. We must find time to get before God and allow God put ourselves on the altar again. I'm speaking to you knowing that God in your spirit has been speaking to you about laying time, set aside time to fast and to pray. This is really not the time or the season. And I believe in vacation. I believe, you know, there should be some point in your life where you've been working hard, and perhaps you that's listening to me, perhaps you are a business owner and you have 2-3 businesses, and the Lord has really blessed you. God has really blessed you, amen. And because of those responsibilities, you perhaps don't have time, you've said in yourself, I really don't have time to take a vacation. If you take a vacation, your thought has been, if you take a vacation, nobody can run it and do it like you. You have people that's up under you that you've handpicked yourself that's responsible, but at the end of the day, in the back of your mind, in your spirit, you have said, no one can run this like you. And so your name is attached to everything. When people have a situation in your business, when there is a situation that arises, a problem that arises, they come to you. They leave notes in your box. They leave emails in your email. They leave voice messages on your phone. Praise God. And if you know who that particular person is, you probably let it go to the answering machine or whatever. But you're stressed out. And this is the season amen, where God, again, has been speaking to you to fast and to pray, to set aside, matter of fact, to go on a vacation somewhere, specifically somewhere in your house, in your room, and make it a prayer altar, a sanctuary, for however many days God have you. If you could take a week off, 3 days off, take it and ask God to refresh you to be in the room somewhere in his presence. And you get that by and through fasting and praying. There are so many benefits to fasting, benefits in the natural, benefits in the spiritual. There is no way that I can go into detail in this limited time that I have on the air with you. But throughout the Bible, we read how God's people fast, and God, as a result of them being obedient to the fast, God acted and moved on their behalf. And I'm speaking to someone that's in a dilemma in ministry, in a dilemma in your business. And I want to address the one that's in a dilemma in your business. The only way to come out of this, because your decision, amen, is foggy and cloudy. There appears to be no satisfaction of the answer that you're looking for in your board, those that you have in your board. And the Holy Ghost would say unto you that the business was never structured by flesh and blood. The Holy Ghost, God, the anointing of God, has given you the wisdom and the knowledge. It was him who, the Holy Ghost, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Lord that birthed that business or businesses out of you. So you must find yourself going back to your first love. And that is getting back on your face before God. There is an apostle, there is a prophet that's listening to me. And your ministry is in turmoil because you are in turmoil. Your mind, you've been hit and attacked. People have your name in their mouth and you don't know how to react. You've said within yourself that I'm not going to respond or retaliate. But I'm saying unto you, as I'm hearing the Lord say to me to say to you, that you must find yourself back on your face before God again and let God make you over in prayer and in fasting. God's hand, when you fast and pray, I know the Spirit of God has been dealing with me and the church where I pastor, my wife and I pastor, told them what the Lord said, and we're going into our consecration in the month of September, and so I'm asking for those that be in prayer. But fasting and praying moves the hand of God. That's right. That's what I said. It does what, Apostle Hill? It moves the hand of God. Your prayers bring the anointing of God into action on your behalf. When you pray and pray only, it's good, but it's not enough. You must find yourself fasting along with your prayer. Fasting puts legs to your prayers. I'm going to say that again. Fasting puts legs to your prayers. There is a scripture in Isaiah 58. It says, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou sayest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure. In other words, how do you fast and find pleasure for your soul at the same time? How are you saying you're denying your flesh, but you are appeasing or feeding your flesh at the same time? Let's continue. And exact all your labors. Behold, you fast, Isaiah 58, verse 4. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite with thy fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? What is that saying? Repentance. Repentance. Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day of the Lord? Verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen? Here we go. This is the fast that God has chosen. Watch this. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Did it say that? Now let's go back to that. Is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free? And now I'm reading from the King James Version, beloved. Watch this. And what did it say? And that God break every yoke? No. It said, and that ye break every yoke. I want to tell you that when you fast and when you pray and you seek the face of God, I'm talking about getting on the altar and allowing God to strip you all over. That's what this nation, that's what the church needs at large, to be stripped all over. And when we, through faith, through fasting and praying, see, when we get to God, when we come to God through fasting and praying, and prayer births out the vision and the mission. Takes hold to the altar. And as we come before God, naked and not ashamed, God says, I'm going to bring the anointing upon you. And with this anointing comes boldness. But I want to tell you, in this season, there is only one thing, and of course sin, period, will stop and hinder the things of God. But there is only one thing. And I want you to turn with me to Psalms 66. There are many things that will hinder the anointing of God in your life. Absolutely. Sin, perversion. We don't hear a lot of preachers preaching that no more. It's about prosperity. It's about money. It's about It's about cars. It's about a yacht. Amen. But how many of you know, amen, if your heart is not right, you can go and get the yacht and go to hell and bust hell wide open. What did you say, Apostle? I don't believe that you said, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What good would a new house do you when your lifestyle, when your heart is not right? What good would a yacht do you if you're miserable inwardly, spiritually? Watch this. It's a matter of the heart. Watch this. Psalm 66:18. He said, if I regard any iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Did you see that? If I regard any iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me and hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. What is it? If I regard any iniquity, in other words, unforgiveness. What's in your heart right now? Can we talk? Can we talk for a minute? What's in your heart right now that you cannot forgive, or you have a problem with forgiving, an issue with forgiving right now? Can I tell you that when you hold things in your heart and you don't forgive those, they, them, and that, it hinders you from your elevation in God? I'm going to say it again. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, it hinders you from the things of God. It hinders you. That's why perhaps, can we be honest? That's why perhaps you're stuck in a rut and you've been stuck that way for some years. Everybody around you has been elevating as God gives them the grace and mercy to do so, but you. Why is that? Perhaps issues that have to deal with the heart. You say, well, Apostle Hill, I hear you, but what do I need to do? You must find a secret place and spend time in that place with God and God alone. What did you say, Apostle Hill? You must find a secret place in God. You must find a secret place and spend time with him and him alone when you're fasting and praying. Watch this, Psalms 91. And I know God has been speaking to you. I know God has been speaking to you. Look at your neighbor in front of you, behind you, around you, beside you, and say, you know what? God has been speaking to me about fasting and praying. Yes, he has. Come on. Psalms 91, verse 1. Look at this. He, now, that dwelleth, he or she, that dwelleth, stays in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, beloved, there is a secret place in God. Take Six wrote a song, There is a Quiet Place. And when you get and find yourself in that quiet place where God can speak to you privately, I'm going to say that again. When you find yourself in that secret place, God can speak to you. And there comes, with you praying and fasting and spending time with God, a special visitation for those that's wanting to pay the price of denying your flesh, getting up in the morning, and giving God first fruit of that day. What do you mean, Apostle Hill, giving God first fruit of that day? Before you take care of your daily regiments, your daily activities, you know what I mean? Find yourself, give God time in prayer first. I'm reminded in the Bible where David prayed in the morning. He said, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning." Psalms chapter 5. Turn there real quick. Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. Watch this. He said, "My voice shalt thou hear." Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will harbor the bloody and deceitful man." But David said in verse 3, he said, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning." Do you give God? Do you allow God to hear your voice in the morning? The God that blessed you to wake up, the Lord that protected you while you were sleeping. Do you give God the fruit of your lips in the morning to start your day off seeking the Lord and getting the knowledge of God, getting the mind of God before you go anywhere? So I want to say to you that it's very important to prepare your body for a fast. God has been speaking to you again. God has been speaking to you. He's been telling you to cleanse. Go through and cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself. All through the Word of God, God always prepared his people first before they went into the actual initial fast. I want you to look at something in Matthew 6, 18. He said, "That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee how? Shall reward thee openly." Again, when you give yourself to fasting and to praying, God says he's going to reward you openly. And I'm praying and decreeing and declaring in this season for you that as you become obedient to the voice of God and allow yourself to prep yourself for fasting and praying, to go into the phone booth, to allow God to strip you, to make you as if you're superhuman, as if you could come out leaping over walls able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, as if you can run faster than a locomotive. Very funny how that when Clark Kent, I just want you to notice something real quick. Clark Kent was a mild-mannered guy, just a normal person. But it wasn't until Clark Kent, hear me, entered into the phone booth and he changed. Not only did he change, or was it a change that took place, but his name even changed. Watch this. What the phone booth was to Superman, the word of God is to the believer. What do you mean? When you go into the word of God and allow the word of God to change you, even when Moses was on the mountain, his countenance changed. Oh, my God. When you spend time with God, the Bible said the disciples was unlearned men, but they noticed that they spent time with the Lord. And I want you to catch the revelation. When you spend time with God, God will change you. He can change you. And this is really what your heart's cry and your heart's cry is in this season. You must have a change. And can I tell you that when you come before God and come before Him right, which means that when you come before God, make sure you don't have anything harboring in your heart towards anybody. You say, Apostle Hill, that's kind of hard to do because I'm in spiritual warfare right now. And though I'm in spiritual warfare, I got people that don't like me and I don't like them and look like God ain't moving fast enough. I'd rather just go on and take them out myself. You know, we do have attitudes and moments of attitude. We do, don't we? We treat God, we sidestep at times because we're so angry. But at the end of the day, you got to relax, sit back, and allow God to fight your battles for you. Yeah, the battle is not yours; it's the Lord. But do you believe the word? Do you believe that? And so in this season, as you go into your phone booth and allow God to change you, allow God to make you over all over again, God is going to birth out through you a new anointing, a new boldness to speak His word, a new anointing to be your portion in the name of Jesus. I'm decreeing and declaring in this season, in this season of spiritual warfare, this season of battle that you're going through right now, I'm believing that you will put yourself in a place of prayer, a secret place, you and God alone, to allow God to speak to you all over again in Jesus' name. Until I get back on the air again, this is Apostle Terry Hill. Keep us in prayer as we're praying for you. This is your season for a divine breakthrough. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, everybody.